Mostly overcast, temperatures in the high 60s and low 70s at 106. With WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer. Last year, the Rhinelander Common Council voted to fund the addition of a recovery coach with the city police department. At a recent council meeting, Detective Josh Camulera said the innovative position has worked well. Ken Krall explains.
The coach goes with police on calls where drugs or alcohol is an issue. He says they partnered with the Marshfield Clinic in an effort to get the person to the services they need.
Basically, from October until February, our coach was able to make contact and be introduced to a little over 60 people in town. And they came from a wide variety of education and age levels, really.
He says the contacts also included getting support for family members of those persons with an issue. He says three people checked themselves into some form of treatment. He says the coach has been with them on patrol.
So I have taken our coach with me on calls if I know it's going to be a safe environment for them, and introduce them immediately. Other times I'm getting referrals from a lot of other officers now.
Eagle River also had a similar program with Marshfield Clinic. Camulera says 250 hours of work went toward getting people help. He says they also did public outreach programs, including the person working with the Oneida County Health Department. Camulera says he's hoping to get $6,000 from the city to fund the program for the next year and has been successful getting grants to offset the cost. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
All three of Wisconsin's veterans' homes recently completed a first round of member and staff COVID testing as part of a statewide precautionary measure. While some results are still pending, State Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Mary Kolar says COVID-19 remains nearly absent on those campuses. The homes are in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls. Kolar says one asymptomatic member, who later tested negative multiple times, and three staff across the three campuses tested positive. Kolar says they think the tests on staff ended up as false positives. All were quarantined at home as a precaution. One staff member tested positive but did not have interaction with people in the home. Kolar says the low level of activity resulted from early action, including not allowing routine family visits.
On March 12th was when we limited any visits to the homes by anyone who wasn't staff or in end-of-life situations. We have allowed family members to come in, but other than that, we've limited. We test every staff member every day when they arrive. They're temperature checked, they're screened.
Kolar says all staff must wear masks. She says they've worked hard to pay attention to cleaning, as the members are the ones that are most susceptible to communicable diseases. There are 700 residents at the veterans' homes in Wisconsin. A full interview with Mary Kolar is available at WXPR.org. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit farmers hard, and an ethanol industry spokesperson says it has taken a toll on much more. A Biofuel Trade Association spokesperson, Chris Bliley of Growth Energy, says it's been a brutal year for producers and those associated businesses. He says fuel consumption was cut in half as coronavirus struck, and half the biofuel industry was offline.
That's reduced production of co-products like distiller's grains, carbon dioxide for refrigeration, for meat packing, as well as a variety of things that our plants do, not to mention certainly the immediate impact on jobs and for a market for their farm partners.
Many of the ethanol producers make corn oil, capture carbon dioxide that's used for beverages and refrigeration and other products. Those jobs were lost during the shutdown, which, he says, ripples across rural areas. Both chambers of Congress are working on packages to help the biofuels industry. One bill has already passed the House.
The Department of Energy still forecasts that we'll be off 1 billion gallons of ethanol next year as well. It really is critical to get our industry back on its feet following COVID. And then in the longer term, you know, we look towards growth for higher biofuel blends.
Bliley says the industry is also working to reduce exemptions the EPA has given to the petroleum industry to circumvent renewable fuel standards. Late last week, Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin joined with several other Midwestern senators in a letter to the EPA to halt giving the exemptions. Congress created the Renewable Fuel Standard Program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and expand the nation's renewable fuel sector while reducing reliance on imported oil. A surge in ATV-UTV activity in Vilas County starting last May also saw a jump in the number of complaints to the Vilas County Sheriff's Office, according to a report last week. Vilas County Recreation Resource Officer Jason Mole reported to a committee that there's been a sharp uptick in ATV complaints. He said he believes the rise shows a heavy uptick in ATV traffic. All of last year, the department had 43 ATV complaints. So far this year, they've already been 50 of them. He did 101 hours of ATV patrol and gave out 11 citations and 27 written warnings. Some of the common warnings were not having headlights on during the day and lack of wearing safety helmets. There were 3 reported ATV accidents, 1 citation for operating an ATV while intoxicated. In your forecast for this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms. There's a chance through about 3 p.m., cloudy with a high near 81 degrees. Again, showers and thunderstorms, a possibility overnight tonight with a low around 66. For tomorrow, partly sunny, high 86 degrees. Again, 86 with sunny skies on Wednesday. Undercurrents is on the way next. You're listening to WXPR News.